主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
每次唱这首诗歌，每一次我们有一点经历，我们就觉得这首歌对我们来讲，又是一首新的歌。
Every time we have the experience to match with the song, we know that we can go deeper into the song.
你们觉得这是一首新歌，还是一首旧歌？
Do you think that it's a new song or an old song?
我的哎，新歌。
Yes, a new song.
就一个人说是新歌。我的感觉是，只要我们从这个诗歌里面，我们有个新的领受，这首歌对我来讲就是新的。
As long as we have a new experience about the song, it is a new song.
我们一同站立，我们再来唱这下面几首我们已经唱过很多次的诗歌。
Let us stand, although the songs we are going to sing, we have sang them for many times.
但是我们唱了，我们心里仍然喜乐。
But we still have joy in our hearts as we sing them.
我们起来。
Let's sing together.
Assurance, Jesus is is assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress, the glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit.
This is my story.
This is my story. This is my soul. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my soul. Praising my Savior. This is
my story.
耶稣属我，我也属耶稣。
Jesus is mine and I am his.
我们是不是愿意更多的亲近他，更多的经历他，更多的诉说他与我的故事？
Shall we draw nearer to him, experience him more, and speak more of him?
都要站在破口当中。
Everyone should block the broken places.
我们堵住破口，我们建立城墙。
Let us build the wall.
在这个时代，太多需要我们每一个神的儿女能够站住，为神站住。
There's a lot of places that require every child of God to
stand. 我们求主赐给我们能力。
Stand for the Lord.
借着祷告求神赐下能力在我们每一个人的身上。
Pray that God would grant us power.
我们要不住地祷告，只等到复兴的来到。求主生活来焚烧，我们要不住地祷告，只等到复兴来到。我们要不住地祷告，恳求主生活的分享。哦主，我们呼求你的荣耀光照，引导不尽不尽的浪潮。主啊，
可恶
Everyone has this desire.
我们也要
We want it.
我们要见到复兴
We want to see revival.
复兴不是外面的吵杂
Revival is not our noises.
复兴是我们愿意更多的 与神儿子的交通
Revival is that our willingness to fellowship with him.
我们愿意与神儿子建立更深的关系。
We want to build a deeper relationship with the Son of God.
这就是我们的复兴。
This is our revival.
让我们向主求。
Pray to the Lord.
我们也要。
We want it.
我们也要。
We desire it.
主我们也 要见到你复兴来到。
主，求你听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
当我们向你呼求，我们也要。
As we cry out to you, we desire it.
求你丰丰富富的赐给我们。
May you give it to us abundantly.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
相信这诗歌是我们每一个人的渴慕。
I trust that this hymn is everyone's longing.
我们何等盼望神的复兴能够来到我们当中。
How we desire the revival will come to us.
但是神的复兴要借着我们的祷告。
But the revival comes through our prayers.
所以今天早上我要跟弟兄姐妹来分享，起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So this morning we'll share with you, rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
在过去几个主日当中，我们都提到这个末日时代的光景。
In the messages of the past few Sundays, we are reminded of the situation.
在福音书当中，主耶稣也告诉我们许多的警告跟预兆。
In the last days and in the Gospels, the Lord Jesus have given us many warnings and omens.
虽然上周巴拉巴斯弟兄说我们这个已经谈过，我们不再谈。
And Brother Barnabas last week he said that we already shared this, we will no longer share it.
但是今天早上我们再来花时间再来复习主耶稣告诉我们的话。
But today, this morning, we will review what the Lord Jesus told us.
弟兄姐妹，我们回去也要再好好的来读神的这些话。
When you go home, please read God's word diligently.
首先，主耶稣告诉我们在末后的时候，有许多人要冒着我的名来说，我是基督，又说时候到了。
Jesus said, many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ.And the hour is near.
要迷惑许多的人，但是他说，你们不要跟从他们。
And they will deceive many, but don't follow them.
我们知道，在末后的时候，有许多自称为先知的人要起来迷惑人。
In the last days, there will be many deceptive people who call themselves prophets.
散布许多不符合圣经真理的谎言。
And spread so-called prophecies that are not in line with the Bible.
过去曾经有人预言说，某年某月某一天的话，就是世界的末日。
In the past, many they share confusing predictions. They proclaim that on a certain day it's the end of time.
最近或许大家在网络上又看到有人讲说哪一天这个会来到。
Recently, you probably heard that or saw it on the internet. Someone proclaimed that again.
过去我们也听到很多自称为说是自己是再来的基督。
And many people proclaim they are the returned Christ.
这样子的异端会不断的发生。
Such heresies would continue to happen.
所以主耶稣告诉我们不要跟从这些人。
That's why the Lord said, do not follow them.
主耶稣也告诉我们，我们要听到打仗跟打仗的声音。
And Jesus said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
但总不要惊慌。
But do not panic.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，因为这些事情是必须要有的。
Nations will be against nations, and kingdom will against kingdoms, for they must happen.
只是末期还没有来到。
Do not be troubled, for the end is not yet.
我们要知道，自从1988年，世界各国的军事费用持续的在攀升当中。
Since 1988, military expenditures around the world have continued to rise.
光从去前年到去年，就以超过9%的速度在快速增加。
And it's growing at a rapid rate of more than 9% from 2 years ago to last year.
2004年，全世界的军事费用已经达到$2.7 billion。
And reaching a record-breaking $2.6 trillion in 2024.
现在我们知道，在各地，在欧洲，在中东，在亚洲，都有战争在发生当中。
And there are many wars going on in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia.
才在最近，我们也知道，印度跟巴基斯坦又发生了战争。
And recently, we have heard another one between India and Pakistan.
我们没有人知道明天什么地方又会发生新的战争。
No one knows where a new war will break out tomorrow.
在过去冷战的时候，一些拥有核子武器的国家，他们都有一个所谓的不率先使用核武的一个政策。
In the past, during the Cold War era, countries that possess nuclear weapons have the so-called no first use policy.
所拥有的核子武器只是用来吓阻，并不是用来使用的。
Saying that nuclear weapons are only used for deterrence and defense.
但是最近我们知道，拥有核子武器的国家已经增加到将近十个。
But we know in recent years that the nuclear-armed countries have slowly grown to like 10 of them.
而这些拥有核子武器的国家，他们也慢慢放弃不率先使用核子武器的政策。
And they gradually abandoned the policy of the NFU.
甚至他们在言语上面也威胁，不排除使用核子武器在目前的战争当中。
And even verbally threatening that they may use the nuclear weapons.
主耶稣告诉我们，这些事情一定会发生。
The Lord Jesus told us those things were to happen.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，不要惊慌。
For sure they will happen, but he said, do not panic.
主耶稣也告诉我们，多数必有地震、饥荒、瘟疫，这些都是灾难，也就是生产之难的开头。
And he also said there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places.
相信大家不会忘记才几年前发生过的疫情。
I don't think anyone has forgotten about the pandemic.
如果你注意新闻的话，你会看到现在全球各地都有发生强烈的地震。
If you pay attention, recently earthquakes have occurred in various places.
有些地方是甚至从来没有发生过强烈地震的地区。
Even in areas that never had the strong earthquakes.
在所谓的环太平洋的fire ring 地方，有将近50座的火山。
In the there are nearly 50 volcanoes in the so-called Pacific Rim fire ring.
在最近，从美国、俄罗斯、日本到菲律宾到印尼到纽西兰，甚至到中南美洲的一些国家。
In the United States, Russia, Japan, Philippines, Indonesia, New Zealand, and Chile, and some Central and Southern American countries,
已经有十几座的火山在陆续的爆发当中。
Have erupted one after another.
主耶稣说的各种这个预兆会不断的应验，而且继续在往前推进当中。
The various signs spoken by the Lord Jesus are constantly being fulfilled and are moving forward.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不得不要起来警醒。
So we must rise and be alert.
我们要认识主的话。
We need to know the word of the Lord.
所以我们就不至于惧怕。
So that we will not fear.
主耶稣告诉我们的警戒，他说：“那时辰、那日子，没有人知道。”
He said, "But the day and hour, no one knows."
连天上的狮子也不知道，子也不知道。
Not even the angels of heaven, but my, not even the Son.
只有父知道。
But my Father only.
所以任何一个人说是哪一天会发生的话，那绝对是一个谎言。
If anyone proclaim that they know the day, it's a lie.
绝对不是符合圣经真理的话。
It is not after the Bible.
所以我们神的儿女，我们绝对不要去相信那些异端。
So we children of God must not believe the heresy.
主耶稣警告的各样的预兆都在发生当中。
The Lord Jesus warned that the various signs would occur one after another.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，在那个时候的时候，人却是毫无警觉。
But he said at that time, people in the world were not alert.
在大家不知不觉的时候就来到。
It came suddenly when no one knew it.
所以主耶稣他说，人子降临的时候，就如同挪亚跟罗德的日子。
So he said, but as the days of Noah were,
所以当时的人呢，又吃又喝，又娶又嫁。
So also were the coming of the Son of Man, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking.
又买又卖，又耕种，又盖造。
Marrying and giving in marriage.
不知不觉当中，洪水就来了。
Until the day that the flood came.
火跟硫磺就从天上降下来了。
Fire and sulfur descended.
在那时候只有挪亚因为听从神的话，他有所准备。
On that day, only Noah listened to God and prepared.
也只有罗德，他被天使从灾难当中拯救出来。
And only Lot was saved by the messenger of God.
非常可悲的，在极大多数的人都在不知不觉当中。
Sadly, the vast majority of people perished because they do not know, they did not obey or believe God's words.
因此主耶稣说，你们要谨慎，你们要警醒祈祷。
Therefore, Jesus said, take heed, watch and pray.
因为你们不知道那时辰什么时候会来到。
For you do not know when the time is.
主耶稣这样的警告不止一次。
The Lord Jesus warned more than once.
我们知道，就在当主耶稣要被卖的那一夜。
The night when Jesus was to be betrayed.
他面对了那么大一个属灵的一个征战的时候。
As he faced this great spiritual battle.
就在马可福音里面也记载他说。
In Mark it says.
他带着门徒去祷告。
He brought the disciples to pray.
他说你们坐在这里警醒等我祷告。
He said, sit here while I pray.
就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌，主耶稣的心是何其的伤痛。
Just like the hymn we sang, his heart was in sorrow.
但是他告诉门徒说，你们要在这里等候警醒。
But he said, sit here while I pray.
在路加福音当中也记载了。
And in the Gospel of Luke, it says,
当主耶稣祷告完了以后，他起来看到门徒他们都睡着了。
When he rose up from prayer, he saw that them sleeping.
所以主耶稣就对他们说，
So he said to them,
你们为什么睡觉呢？
Why do you sleep?
起来祷告。
Rise and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
Lest you enter into temptation.
你们的心灵固然愿意，但是你们肉体却软弱了。
Your soul is willing, but your flesh is weak.
当主耶稣面对这么大一个属灵征战的时候，
When the Lord faced such a spiritual battle,
外面也有仇敌来的攻击。
There's attack from the enemy outwardly.
我们的主耶稣靠着祷告战胜了这一切。
The Lord Jesus overcame all by prayer.
但主耶稣在这时候，他何等的盼望他的门徒能够跟他一样。
At the same time, he wishes that his disciples would be like him.
他何等的盼望他的门徒能够跟他一起祷告。
How he hopes that his disciples would pray with him.
但是非常可惜的。
But sadly,
那些曾经丢下了一切来跟从主耶稣。
The disciples who forsook everything to follow him.
甚至说，我愿意牺牲一切来为了你。
They even said that they're willing to be to sacrifice for the Lord.
在这么重要关键的时刻，门徒们却睡着了。
At the key moment, the critical moment, they fell asleep.
我知道我们肉体软弱的时候，真的是我们心灵愿意，但是我们却没有办法去行动。
I know that when our flesh is weak, our soul is willing, but we're unable to move.
回想我年轻的时候，在军中服兵役的时候。
I recall when I was serving in the army when I was young.
也是在野外演习。
During a field battle exercise.
在过程中连续好几天，我们要走很多的路。
I had to walk for several days.
也吃不饱，也睡不好。没有足够的休息。
Without eating enough or sleeping enough.
几天之后真的是身心疲乏。
We were truly exhausted physically and mentally.
我带领了一个步兵排的弟兄，我们到了一个地方，我们实在太累，我们都躺下来睡觉休息。
And the brothers in the infantry platoon I led were really tired, and we found a place to lie down and rest.
就在那时候，上级下达一个命令，我们要去发动攻击。
But at that time, we received an order from our superiors to launch an attack.
但是我们大家实在是都太累了，大家都不动。
But everyone was exhausted and no one could move.
大家知道结果如何吗？
And you can see the result.
我们被那个演习的裁判官判定。
And the judge said,
我们被敌军的炮火命中了。
We were all killed.
全排阵亡。
We all died.
这不是一个玩笑。
That's not a joke.
在真实的战斗当中的话，这注定是一个悲惨的命运。
In a real battle, it's destined to have a tragic ending.
虽然经过40年，我还是记得。
It's been 40 years, I still remember that.
当时我失职。
I did not do my job.
四十几个生命可能就在我的软弱当中灭亡了。
Because of my weakness, lives were lost.
我们可以想象在末后的时候，如果我们也是同样的，我们肉体非常的软弱。
Imagine if we're weak in our flesh.
我们没有办法起来警醒的祷告。
And we're weak in our spirit. We cannot rise and pray.
是的，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都说，我愿意起来祷告。
Yes, we have said we are willing to rise and pray.
但是我们却没有真实的起来行动，一起祷告。
But we did not take action and actually rise and pray.
结局就会像我当兵的时候演习的后果一样。
The end result will be just like the exercise in the military I had.
是的，神知道我们会软弱。
God knows that we can be weak.
我们一个人是一定是会软弱无力。
It's possible for individuals.
感谢主，所以神他亲自为我们设立了守望者。
Thank the Lord, He has set the watchman.
让我们能够保持警醒。
So that we can keep watch.
所以我们不至于落入软弱当中，我们看不见危险。
So we will not fall into our weakness and unable to see the danger.
在我们最近两年读经进度当中，我们才刚刚念完先知的以赛亚书跟耶利米书。
In the two-year Bible reading, we have just finished reading the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah.
当中先知他们就提到很多次守望。
Many times they mentioned the word watch.
守望在原文当中是两个不同的字。
In the original text, there were two words.
第一个是望向前。
Two different terms. One means to look forward.
要来报告所看见的危险。
To report what you see, the danger that is to come.
第二个是警醒，来看顾保守。
And the second is to be vigilant and watch over and protect.
免得受到外来的侵害。
So that we are protected from harm.
在以赛亚书二十一章里面，他说：“你去设立守望的，要将他所看见的来述说。”
In Isaiah 21, it says, "For thus has the Lord said to me, Go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees."
所以呢，先知他说：“主啊，我在白日常站在望楼，整夜立夜在我守望所。”
And he said, "Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime. I have sat at my post every night."
所以神要为我们大家设立守望的。
God will set up watchmen for us.
当我们大家都在睡觉安息的时候，
When everyone is sleeping and relaxing,
我们知道还有人在为我们的守望。
We know there are people watching for us.
当守望的发出警告的时候，
When the watchman gave a warning,
我们大家就要赶快起来。
We rise up quickly.
我们不能再沉睡了。
We need to stop sleeping.
我们如果在任何地方、任何时候听到火警的警报响起的时候，
If we hear the fire alarm anywhere we are,
大家在学校都学过吧？
We all have the drill at school.
你要马上放下你手中所有的工作。
You must drop everything.
赶快看到逃生门在什么地方，要赶快逃走。
And look for the exit signs and run.
我们不要去抱怨，还是很讨厌那个警铃。
Don't complain that you hate the sound of the alarm.
因为那个警铃实在很吵，很讨厌。
For it is really loud and annoying.
但是这警铃是为了我们的安全，我们的生命所设置的。
But the siren, the alarm is set for us.
所以我们不管是真的火灾，或者是只是一场虚惊。
Whether it's just it's a true fire or it's a false alarm.
我们绝对不要忽视这个我们警铃的警报。
Do not ignore the warnings.
我们更不要想去把它破坏。
Don't even damage it.
还是把它关掉。
Or turn it off.
同样的，今天神也为我们设立一个守望的。
Likewise, God has set up watchmen for us.
为的是要为神来发出警告的声音。
They will warn us for God.
让所有神的儿女能够听到。
So that children of God can hear it.
目的是要保护神的儿女。
The purpose is to protect us all.
在耶利米书他当中，他也说到。
In Jeremiah, as it said,
他说：“我设立守望的人来照管你们。”
I set watchmen over you.
但是你们却不听。
But you do not listen.
我必使灾祸临到这百姓。
And I will allow calamity on these people.
就是他们意念的结果。
And the fruit of their thoughts.
因为他们不听我的言语。
Because they have not heeded my words.
神知道我们都像羊一样。
The Lord knows that we're just like sheep.
低头在吃草。
We eat grass.
躺卧在那可安息的水边。
We lie by the still waters.
羊看不到，那要狩猎的狼正在寻找那落单的羊。
As we eat, we do not see the wolves that are seeking the lost sheep.
所以呢，神为我们设立了保守、守望的牧者。
So the Lord ordained the guards, the watchmen.
来告诉我们将要来到的、危险。
To warn us of the danger that is coming.
也保护我们在神的家中里面不受到、攻击。
And to protect us from the attack in the house of God.
很可惜，耶利米书他说到。
But pitifully, Jeremiah said.
却是有一般的百姓，他们不愿意听。
Some people were not willing to listen.
不愿意听为他们来、守望的耶利米他所提出的警告。
They refused to listen to the warnings given by the prophet.
结果他们遭遇的灾祸就是他们自己、意识所的结果。
And the end result is the disasters they encountered of their own will.
神所设立的守望的牧者。
The pastors who watch over us
不是为了要讨我们每个人的喜欢，受到大家的欢迎。
They're not here to please us and be popular.
然后就放任我们随着我们肉体的私欲去行。
Or to allow us to obey the flesh.
那我们丧失了那属灵生命，将来受到极大的亏损。
And to lose our spiritual life and suffer loss in the future.
神设立守望的牧者，他常常所讲的是我们不喜欢的。
Oftentimes we hear from the shepherd was displeasing to our ears.
但这正是神要告诉我们的。
But that's indeed what God wants to tell us.
为了是要将我们弟兄姐妹能够带到合神心意的当中。
In order to bring us to be after God's own heart.
那我们到时候见主的时候，我们可以向神来交账。
So that we can give an account when we see the Lord.
那我们每个弟兄姐妹可以得到真正的奖赏。
So that everyone can receive our reward.
所以我们要感谢神为我们设立这守望的牧者。
We need to thank God for the watchman over us.
神也不只是要我们能够听从为大家守望的牧者。
Not only does God want us to obey the shepherd who watches over everyone.
神要我们每一个弟兄姐妹都起来成为守望的人。
God wants every brother and every sister to rise to be the watchman.
以赛亚书六十二章说到。
Isaiah 62 says,
他说耶路撒冷啊，我要在你、城上设立守望的。
I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem.
他们昼夜并不静默。
They shall never hold their peace day or night.
呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent.
也不要使他歇息。
And give him no rest.
只等到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
所以神要他的儿女一起来与他同工。
God wants his children to co-labor with him.
一起来守望神的家。
To watch over the house of God.
为了神的国度，为了神的家，为了我们小家，为了我们自己的家人，我们一起来守望。
To watch over God's family, our church, our own families.
因为我们有为我们守望的牧人，让我们的属灵生命可以慢慢成长成熟。
For we have our pastors watching for us, our spiritual lives can grow.
现在是轮到我们应该要起来为别人守望。
It is our turn to rise and watch over others.
主耶稣这些警告的话，不是要我们慌张。
The warning words of the Lord Jesus are not meant to cause us panic.
也不是要让我们只是成为我们头脑里面的一些知识而已。
Nor to increase the knowledge in our head.
而是当我们听到的时候，我们能够起来警醒，能够起来预备。
But rather, after we heard this, we would get up, be alert, and be prepared.
但是我们今天如何要能够开始起来预备呢？
So how can we prepare ourselves today?
我们可以从圣经当中学到很多我们应当如何预备。
The Bible tells us many ways on how we can prepare ourselves.
这边列出几个是非常主要非常基本的，而且是我们每天需要去做的。
These on the list are very fundamental, the main ones, and something we need to do daily.
首先我们要建立一个稳固的主耶稣一个稳固的根基。
First of all, we need to build a solid foundation with the Lord.
就是我们要能够明白而且行出神的话语。
That is, we need to know and walk the word of the Lord.
唯有主耶稣，他是我们稳固的根基。
Christ alone is our solid ground.
主耶稣的话就是好像在黑暗当中，我们的一个明光照耀。
His word is like the light in darkness.
也好像在风浪当中，使船能够稳定的一个安定的锚。
It is the anchor in the storm.
我们教会一再的强调，我们每一个人自己要好好去读圣经。
We emphasize again and again, everyone must read the Bible diligently.
唯有我们用心去读，我们才能够明白主的话。
Only when we read it diligently can we realize, understand His word.
所以我们不会去道听途说一些各样的异端。
So we would not follow the flow and go with the heresies.
我们不会被迷惑而误入歧途。
We would not be confused and take the wrong path.
但是我们听得到，我们明白了道理之后的，如果没有去实行的话，那永远只是我们脑袋里面的知识。
If after we heard the message, we heard the word, we do not put it into practice, it remains the head knowledge only.
没有去实行，就没有稳固的根基。
Without practicing it, we don't have a solid foundation.
我们遇到了试探、考验来的时候，都站不住脚。
When we're tested, we're tempted, we cannot stand firm.
所以主耶稣他也用一个比喻告诉我们。
So the Lord Jesus told us with a parable.
他说那凡到听到我的话而去行的人。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine.
就好像一个聪明的人将房子盖在稳固的磐石上。
And does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
不管是雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到那房子它不倒塌。
The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blow and beat on the house. It did not fall.
因为是站在一个稳固的根基上。
For it was founded on the rock.
那我们也知道，他说，如果听到我话不去行的，就像什么呢？
But everyone who hears the sayings of mine and does not do them will be like.
就好像盖在那沙土上面。
On the sand.
真正遇到事情的时候，房子就倒塌了。
A foolish man who built his house on the sand.
感谢主，主每天给我们非常多的机会，让我们可以去操练我们从圣经上面所学到主的话语。
We thank the Lord daily. We can exercise the word of the Lord.
以前我只要遇到不是顺着我的意思，或者是有一些突发状况的时候
，In the past, when I encounter something unpleasant or unexpected,
我总是心里会很烦，会抱怨说为什么又。发生这些事情呢
I was always frustrated and I would complain why did those things happen to me
渐渐的我现在明白了
But gradually I realized
这些都是主耶稣他安排给我的一个机会
These are opportunities God prepared He prepared for me
那我能够去操练怎么用主的话语
So I can exercise the word of the Lord
所以当状况来的时候我就能要安静来思考
So when situations arise, I can quiet myself down and think.
想想看，在圣经里面，主的话有没有告诉我怎么样来面对目前的一个状况
？To think about whether the Lord has words for me to face my situation.
当我这么一转念的时候，神的话就浮现了。
When I change my mind, God's word appear in my mind.
我就能够安心，能够来思考怎么来面对目前的情况。
I can face my situation with peace.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人每天都要有这样的一个操练。
Brothers and sisters, everyone must practice this.
我们要从小事上面有一个扎实的一个学习。
From small things, practice and learn.
将主的话建立在那磐石上面。
Build the word of the Lord on the rock.
这样子在幕后的时候，我们遇到不管什么样的情况。
So in the end time, whatever we face,
我们才知道主的话来教导我们怎么面对。
We will know what word of the Lord we are given and we can face it.
如果我们都不熟悉主的话，也没有去操练主的话。
If we are not familiar with His word and we don't practice it,
很可能在幕后的时候，主耶稣告诉我们话，我们根本听不见。
It's very likely in the end time when the Lord speaks, we don't understand.
为我们所望的牧者告诉我们警告什么，我们也听不懂。
And we don't understand when our pastors warn us.
甚至我们听不进去。
We wouldn't take it.
所以除了实践神的话为根基，我们还要不断地与主耶稣有一个紧密的连结。
So apart from having a solid foundation with the Lord, we need to have a close relationship with Him.
祷告就是一个最好的管道。
Praying is the best channel.
祷告是主耶稣给我们的命令。
Prayer is a command given by the Lord.
他说起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Rise up and pray, lest you fall into temptation.
我们要去操练祷告，我们要看看主耶稣是我们一个最好的榜样。
To practice prayer, the Lord Jesus is our best example.
在福音书当中记载的主耶稣在各种不同的情况，他都是在祷告。
In the four Gospels, the Lord Jesus always prayed to the Father in various situations.
当主耶稣医治了很多人，赶出了许多鬼的时候，他到旷野里面去祷告。
When the Lord Jesus healed many sick and cast out demons, he went into the wilderness to pray.
当主耶稣他的名声慢慢传扬出去的时候，有很多人聚集要听主耶稣讲道。
When his fame spread, a large number of people gathered to hear the sermon.
但是他却退到山上里面去独自祷告。
But he withdrew to the wilderness to pray.
主耶稣也常常自己一个人上山去祷告，整夜祷告，一直到天亮。
And the Lord Jesus often retreated to the mountain to pray day and night.
他不只自己一个人向父神祷告。
Not only did he pray to the Father himself.
他也带领他的门徒一起上山去祷告。
He also led his disciples up the mountain to pray together.
他也教导他的门徒怎么向父神祷告。
And he also taught them how to pray.
虽然我们知道他跟父神是合一的。
Although we know that he was one with the Father.
但是他为门徒立下一个非常好的榜样。
But he set a very good example for his disciples.
主耶稣要教导门徒，唯有借着祷告，能够从父神那边得到能力。
Jesus was teaching his disciples that only by prayer can they understand the will of God and gain strength from him.
因为主耶稣虽然他是神，
Because although Jesus is God,
但是在人子的身份上面，他要告诉我们，不能靠自己。
In the identity as a son of man, he cannot trust himself.
他说我的教训不是出于我。
He said, my doctrine is not mine.
乃是那差我而来的。
But his who sent me.
我从他那边听到什么，我就传给世人。
What I heard in him, I declare to the world.
因为我没有凭我自己讲什么。
For I do not speak on my own authority.
唯有那差我来的命令我讲什么。
But the Father who sent me has given me a command.
叫我说什么，我才讲什么。
What to say?
我凭着自己，我不能做什么。
I can do nothing of myself.
因为我不求我自己的意思。
For I do not seek my own will.
我只求那差我来的人的者的意思。
But the will of him who sent me.
在我们预备我们自己的操练当中，我们要来学习主耶稣他怎么祷告。
In the exercise of preparing ourselves, we must learn from the teachings and example of the Lord Jesus.
我们不断的要借着祷告来求问神。
We need to keep asking God in prayer.
在祷告当中，让我们能够听到神向我们说话。
Through our prayer, we hear God's word.
也借着祷告与神连结，从主神那边得到力量。
And through our prayer, we connect with God and gain strength.
那我们可以面对末后的日子。
So we can face the end time.
穆安德烈他比喻祷告就好像我们一个属灵的呼吸。
Andrew Mueller metaphorized that prayer as our spiritual breathing.
一定要有祷告，才能够吸进属灵的空气。
We must pray to breathe spiritual air.
从属灵的空气当中，我们才能够得到属灵的养分。
Only from the spiritual air can we gain spiritual nutrients.
我们属灵的生命才能够继续维持。
Then can we sustain our spiritual life?
人如果不呼吸的话，最多几分钟就会因为缺氧而窒息。
Without breath, men can only last for a few minutes and we would die from suffocation.
我们如果太久没有祷告，其实我们属灵生命已经慢慢在枯竭。
If we have not prayed for a period of time, our spiritual life is actually dead.
我们常常会误以为祷告只是有事情、有需要的时候，我们才需要来到神的面前祷告。
We often make this mistake, thinking we only pray when we have a need.
所以呢，在只要平安无事的时候，我们就不需要祷告。
So when all is well, we don't need to pray.
我们也不知道祷告什么。
And we don't know what to pray for.
但是往往就在这个时候，我们开始放松，我们不警醒了。
But oftentimes, that's when we start to relax and not be on alert.
没有期待祷告，我们的属灵生命就在不知不觉当中慢慢的放松。
Without realizing it, our spiritual life is declining.
事实上是在衰竭，到了最后会枯竭。
And eventually, it's dying.
主耶稣告诉我们要起来祷告。
The Lord Jesus told us to rise up and pray.
特别我们看到外面这么多事情预兆在发生的时候。
Especially when we see so many signs happening.
我们更加需要起来祷告。
We must get up and pray.
我们要为了神的国，为我们神的教会。
For the kingdom of God and for our church.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
因为我们要知道，在神的家中，我们才能够得到真正的一个保护。
For only in the house of God can we truly be protected.
因为我们知道，教会就是基督的身体。
For we know the church is the body of Christ.
只有在教会当中，我们才能够得到真正一个属灵的保护。
This is where we can truly be protected.
教会也就好像挪亚时代的一个方舟。
And the church is like the ark in Noah's day.
是的，外面虽然有洪水，消灭了一切的生命。
Although the flood outside wiped out all life.
但是在这方舟之内却充满了生命。
But inside the ark was full of life.
是神亲自保存的生命。
Preserved by God.
所以我们要委身我们自己在教会当中。
So we must commit to the church.
在教会当中，让我们能够得到保护。
And be protected in the church.
神也赐给我们教会权柄，能够胜过一切的仇敌。
God has given His church authority to overcome all the power of the enemy.
在路加福音十章里面。主耶稣他说
In Luke 10, Jesus said,
我已经赐给你们权柄能力胜过仇敌一切的能力。
Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions.
断没有什么能够侵害你们。
And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
是的，你我个人，我们的确没有那个能力。
Indeed, individually, we have no power.
能够胜过仇敌的一切攻击。
To overcome the attack of the enemy.
但是感谢主。
But thank and praise the Lord.
在神的教会里面有这样的一个能力。
Within His church there is power.
所以我们不要单单的想靠我们自己。
Do not think of the fact that you can trust yourself.
所以我们要将我们自己放在教会当中。
We must put ourselves in the church.
一直过教会的生活。
Continue to live a church life.
什么是一个合神教会合神心意的教会生活呢
？What is a church life after God's own heart？
在使徒行传当中，初期教会就是一个我们很好的一个榜样。
In the book of Acts, the early church is our example.
我们可以回去好好的看使徒行传怎么说。
When you go home, read the book of Acts carefully.
在初期教会它是怎么开始的呢
？How the first church started？
教会是在门徒聚在一起同心合一的祷告当中产生的。
The church occurred when the disciples prayed together in one accord.
这是记载在使徒行传第一章里面。
It was recorded in Acts 1.
我们可以看到他们有许多的门徒。
Many disciples.
他们到了一个房间里面。
They gathered in one room.
他们都同心合一的恒切祷告。
They all continue with one accord in prayer.
所以我们每个人要回到神当初在教会中开始的工作。
For God to start the work in the church.
弟兄姐妹一起同心合一的祷告。
We need to pray together in one accord.
在神的同在当中，神必要赐给我们能力，能够战胜一切的仇敌。
With God's presence, we can overcome the power of the enemy.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要因为外面发生了各样的预兆而担心害怕。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid because of the omens outside.
我们要听到主耶稣给我们的警告。
We need to hear the warnings of the Lord.
让我们能够跟主耶稣一起来警醒。
We can watch with the Lord.
我的灵，我们不要再沉睡了。
My spirit shall not sleep any longer.
主耶稣他要呼召我们一起来跟他一同祷告。
The Lord Jesus calls us to rise up and watch with him.
为了神的家。一起来守望。
For the house of God to watch.
我们下个礼拜六，我们就有全教会的祷告聚会。
Next Saturday, we have a church-wide prayer meeting.
我们每个月都有一次全教会的祷告。
Every month, we have a church-wide prayer meeting.
弟兄姐妹，我们要起来一起祷告。
We need to rise up and pray together.
为了我们神的国，为了神的家，为了我们自己。
For the kingdom of God, for our church, for ourselves.
我们要一起来守望祷告。
We need to be watchful and pray.
在现在的现在的局势，外面看起来好像很平静。
Everything seems calm outwardly.
但是我们可以看到，在背后里面，市场已经非常的混乱动荡。
But behind the scene, there's a lot of things happening and chaotic.
以赛亚书里面他说守望的，他讲黑夜将到，白早晨将到，黑夜也来。早晨将到，黑夜也来。
In Isaiah says, the morning is coming and the night is near.
这是同时在发生的。
And they're happening at the same time.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都要起来开始警醒预备。
Everyone needs to rise up and be prepared.
我们没有一个人能够说我已经准备好了。
No one can declare I am ready.
如果有的话，那表示这个人他已经没有在准备了。
If you say that, that means you are not preparing anymore.
已经开始放松了。
You are already relaxed.
但是主耶稣跟我们讲的预备是一个现在进行式。
But Lord Jesus is saying this as the present continuous tense.
不是一个完成式。
Not a past tense or a perfect tense.
直到主耶稣他再来的日子。
Until the day the Lord returns.
所以我们要起来一起警醒。
That's why we need to rise up and be watchful together.
最后我们要来唱一首诗歌，是否他来，正逢我警醒。
Lastly, we'll sing a hymn 155. Will Jesus find us watching?
我们预备不是只是一天的工作。
Preparation is not just for one day.
也不是一个 to-do list. 我通通做完了，我就是预备好了。
And it's not a to-do list. You check them off and you're done.
预备是要我们每天警醒祷告。
Preparation takes us to be watchful daily and pray.
当我们认识主的话语。
When we know the word of the Lord,
当我们将我们放在我们教会当中，
when we place ourselves, we plant ourselves in the church,
当我们一起在教会当中来守望祷告的时候，
when we are watchful and pray together in the church,
主耶稣必与我们同在，
the Lord Jesus for sure is with us,
他也必赐给我们能力，
he will grant us power,
我们不至于担心，
and we do not have to fear,
不管将来会发生什么事情，
whatever happens in the future,
我们知道主与我们同在。
We know the Lord is with us.
我们请我们团队带我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing the hymn together with the praise and worship team.
我们一同站立。
Let us stand.
耶稣要来降生我的仆人，我早或晚是不定。征服我们前人，我们的灯秀光明。若能够说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主面，为否他来征服我仍不睡，仍然等候直至他。
请弟兄来。
Brothers,
若他在一清晨回来结算，以指明传我们，我们个人要将银子交换，他能否说好？然见主面，为否他来征服我仍不睡，仍然等候直至他现。
请姐妹来。
Sisters，
我们是否忠心？我们是否尽所 见主面，吹风它来征风，我能出水仍然等候，直至它显现。
第四节 Together
不在人也，主来征风惊喜，就必与他同作王。当他在临或夜半或天明，是否征风或瞭望，我能否说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主来征风，我仍不睡，仍然等候，直至他显现。我能否说我是已经准备，准备坦然见主面，回头他来征风，我仍不睡，仍然
我们求你听我们的祷告。
Lord, we ask that you will hear our prayer.
不要让我们再沉睡。
Don't let us sleep.
我们求你唤醒我们。
Quicken us.
主啊，把这些话放在我们的里面。
Put your words in our hearts.
一直再回来。
Keep coming back.
一直再回来。
Keep coming back.
直到我们做出行动为止。
Until we take action.
让我们看得懂这个世代。
Till we can see this world clearly.
让我们知道这个世代的危险。
So we know the danger in the world.
让我们做一个祷告的人。
We be a watchful person.
让我们都可以起来祷告。
We can all rise and pray.
主，今天你不是叫我们做一做难做的事。
Lord, you're not asking us to do something hard.
不是叫我们做一件我们做不到的事情。
Something that we cannot do.
今天是要求我们要警醒。
You're commanding us to be watchful.
叫我们醒过来。
To wake up.
叫我们祷告。
To pray.
为这教会来做守望者。
To be watchful for our church.
主，求你帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们能够做到这一点。
Help us to do it.
改变我们的心怀意念。
Change our minds.
让我们做一个能够改变的人。
So that we are able to be changed.
谢谢你早上赐给我们的话语。
Thank you for the word you have given us this morning.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.